This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 7 years passes by. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is now in charge in a time of great difficulty. And because of his interpretation of the king's dream, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam managed to keep in storage all of the food that was required for that time period. But of course, as in any case of famine or drought, as we've experienced here in the Western Cape as well, it gets rationed. So your portions will become rationed. So now, all over the lands, the people have to come to the treasurer in order to get their ration. And the treasurer is Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And this famine reaches all the way to Palestine, to Canaan, where Nabi Ya'qub and his sons still reside. So they are the visitors who come to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the very brothers who, when he was a child, did that terrible thing to him and left him, you know, deserted in a well. وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَأَعْرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. So the brothers of Yusuf came, they entered upon him, he recognized them, but they did not recognize him at all. And of course, here the prophecy of Allah Ta'ala comes true. Remember what Allah Ta'ala said when he was in the well alone? وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ لَتُنَبِّئَنَّهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِمْ هَذَا. You will most definitely inform them about this matter of theirs, but the second part Allah says, and they won't recognize you. They won't recognize you, they won't even know. So of course now you can imagine, if we were all to be put into that situation, you in charge, they need food, they need help, and they're coming to you now, what would be the first thing that you'd say? And I just think about that for a second. Subhanallah. But not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. For his beauty was not only that which was apparent, but he was beautiful on the inside as well. وَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. When he prepared the provisions for them, قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ. He then indicated to them, you know, are you the only brothers? Or do you have another brother? So they said, no, you have another brother. 10 of them came, they left the youngest one now behind. That's Binyamin, or Benjamin in the anglicized form. So Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had, remember we said, he and his brother Binyamin were from the same mother and father, whilst the rest was from a different mother. So he's inquiring about his brother Binyamin. He's kind of asking them, and they say, no, he's got another brother. Okay, so now he says, now bring me that brother. He dearly loved his brother as well, and that brother was good to him. بِأَخِلْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. That brother that you also have of the same father. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِ الْكَيْلَ. He says to them, don't you see that I give you a full measure? Now the way it used to work, the way it used to work was that each person would get their ration, nothing more. And that's fair, because you can't give extra. You know, somebody's going to come there and say, well, look, I also need for my mother and my father and my auntie and my uncle. Each person gets their ration. So Nabi Yusuf says, no, bring me the other brother as well. Can't you see that I'm going to give you full measure, each person? But he knows that that's not enough, because perhaps the ration of 10 people would suffice them. So he says, وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. I'm the best, I'm the most hospitable of those who give. He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ. He now threatens them as well. Politely, he says, if you don't bring him, فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي. Then you won't get anything from me. Now this is the first time they're coming, they're going to get their rations, and he's telling them, if you don't bring your other brother as well, then you're not going to get anything at all. So he's leaving them with very little choice. He says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ. You will not even be able to approach me, meaning you won't come, you won't be able to come again. He'll prevent you from coming. Then the brothers respond, قَالُوا سَنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ. We will try to get him from our father. They know it's going to be difficult, because now the father has mistrusted them now. He doesn't trust them after what they did to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They say, وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ. And we will get this right. We will definitely do this. وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِهِ. Now Nabi Yusuf says to his boy servant, he's also got a little servant that's helping him, he says to his young servant, اِجَعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ. place their goods in their bags. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا so that they may recognize it. Now what's he talking about here? You see, at this time, everybody would come to purchase their rations, but it was the barter system. So you would bring, let's say for example, you had gold, you'd bring your gold and they'd give you your ration of food. So whatever it was that they brought, jewels or treasures or perhaps other harvest, Nabi Yusuf ﷺ secretly put all of their payment back in their bags. So in other words, now they're getting free rations. And they can see, without them knowing, they'll be able to now see later that this man is really generous. He's even given back our money. إِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ when they return to their families, they're going to recognize it. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ and this will persuade them to come back again. Because imagine you go to a store, and that store gives you something that you wanted to pay for, absolutely free. Next time you need that thing, you go back to that store. It's just logical. فَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِمْ when they returned to their father, Nabi Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا they say, oh our father, مُنِعَ مِنَّا الْكَيْلُ that one ration was kept back from us. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا so please send our brother with us. دَكْتَلْ so that we can get a full measure. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ and don't worry, we will protect him. Now you can imagine Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam thinking, we have heard this before, right? قَالَ هَلْ أَمَنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ he then says to them, do you really expect me to trust you with him? إِلَّا كَمَا أَمَنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ like how I have trusted you with his brother before, مِنْ قَبْلِ فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا he says, no, Allah is the best of those who protect. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ he's the most merciful of those who show mercy. وَلَمَّا فَتَحُوا مَتَاعَهُمْ then they opened up their bags. وَجَدُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِمْ and then they were really taken aback because they saw everything that they came to offer was now returned back to them. قَالُوا they now said, يَا أَبَانَا oh our father, مَا نَبَغِي what more could you ask for? Look at this generous man. Look at this generous king. هَذِهِ بِضَاعَتُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا here you find our goods have been returned to us. وَنَمِيرُ أَهْلَنَا you find our goods have been returned to us. وَنَحْفَظُ أَخَانَا وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ let us take our family, let us take our brother, we will protect him. وَنَزْدَادُ كَيْلَ and we will get an extra good, كَيْلَ بَعِيرٍ an extra good of camel loads worth. ذَلِكَ كَيْلُ يَسِيرٍ and this is going to be easy for us to obtain. So now, look at all this that has been put into place through the plan of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Here is our goods given back to us. We shall bring food to our family. We'll protect our brother. You know, we're going to get the extra measurement. If we don't go back, if we don't bring our brother, we're not going to get food again. He's making it irresistible, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ لَنْ أُرْسِلَهُ مَعَكُمْ he says, I will never send him with you. حَتَّى تُؤْتُونِي مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ until you take an oath by Allah. In that time, it meant something for people. You know, he says, take an oath by Allah. If they take the oath, it meant something. Today, somebody says, Wallahi, now you first start thinking this person is probably lying. Now, أعوذ بالله, Allah protect us. But that's the unfortunate case. لَتَأْتُنَّنِي بِهِ you will most definitely bring your brother back to me. إِلَّا يُحَاطَ بِكُمْ unless, of course, something genuinely happens to you, and you're genuinely attacked. فَلَمَّا آتَوْهُ مَوْثِقَهُمْ then they gave him the oath by Allah. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ they said, Allah is the wakil, the guardian of what we are saying. In other words, Allah is the overseer of the promise that we are making to you. قَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ he says to them, وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ oh my children, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ بَابِ وَاحِدٍ don't go, he's now giving them advice as a father. When you go to the land, don't go through one door. Enter through separate doors. وَدَخُلُوا مِنْ أَبَوَابِ مُتَفَرِّقَ enter through different doors. Why? We'll find out in a moment. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ I cannot help you. I cannot save you from Allah's plan in the least. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ the decree is only for Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ upon Allah do I place my trust. وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ and upon Him should those who place their trust. Place their trust. The Mufassirun have explained a number of reasons for this. The primary one is that he understood that the brothers together, number one, they were a strong group, and they all possessed this really good looks, and they were strong, healthy young men. And he understood that them going into this town, everybody's in need, and they're presenting all of these goods now, that people might become jealous over them. So, taking precaution, he said, conceal, you know, some of the favors that Allah Ta'ala had favored you with, so as not to inspire jealousy among others. And we can learn a lesson from this. You don't have to advertise to the whole dunya what Allah Ta'ala had given you. Yes, on the one side you have, وَأَمَّا بِنَعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. As for the favors of your Lord, speak about it. That is within context of the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deen, as far as livelihood, health, and so on is concerned. Always, you know, explain when you speak to other people how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives you whatever you have. But at the same side, while saying that, you can't go around showing people, well, look at my car, and look at my this, and look at my that, and did you know I've got this achievement, and that achievement, and you know I have this in the pipeline, and that in the pipeline, because that's asking for trouble. Remember, sometimes hasad happens without the person even knowing that it's happening. So this is advice that he gives his son. And of course now, the plot thickens, because the brothers, they're going back. But Nabi Yusuf didn't ask them to bring his brother back for nothing. He has a very, very cunning plan, which we will tell you tomorrow evening, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.